Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Meanwhile, on the phone lines, we have a GM who did the Sixers, and his name is Mr. Billy King. Hi, Billy.
Good morning. I want to ask Rube, come on. Gallo's being moved. Rizzo, what are we doing? Rube, come on. Help me out here.
Well, that's not my area, but listen, I'm sure that Dave Nombrowski is going to be he's hot on the trail there. Don't worry. He's a pretty aggressive guy. Don't worry.
Here's the problem, Billy. I'm ready to start some false rumors because I don't even have any rumors to work with. But here's the thing.
When there's no rumors, that's a good thing.
Let's start with first of all, let's get out of the way the Sixers pick, because he's 18 years old, a guard from Tennessee, Jaden Springer. There's no way at 28 you know if you got anybody, right? Not when he's 18 years old.
Well, no, I mean, I think they're looking at the upside. He's a good athlete. He's got toughness. I like his size. I mean, decent three-point shooter form. He'll get better at it. But, I look at him more as a scorer guy, just figured out how to score. And they need depth. And so I think by taking him, you're drafting him in, as Daryl said last night, most likely probably won't get on the floor next year because they do have some guys in front of him, but it just gives them depth for the future there.
Okay.
And if they do something with Ben, it gives them another guard to have.
Well, that's really all I want to talk about is Ben, because a lot of nothing is going on with Ben right now. But Keith Pompey is reporting it is now inevitable that he will be moved, but it could be as late as the preseason before that happens. Billy, let me run by you. He is reporting that the Sixers went to the Warriors because I guess they would like Ben Simmons. And here was the offer. Tell me what you think of this. Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman, the two Warriors picks, 7 and 14 from the draft last night, and two future first rounders. That's four first rounders and two players for Ben. Is that ridiculous?
Yes. But it doesn't hurt to ask. I mean, I think you've got to ask. From what I've been hearing is that they're asking for a lot right now. And they're trying to get a lot. And they're going to see if somebody was willing to do that before the draft. But like I told you the other day, I think he's waiting to see if there's a chance with Beal or Lillard before he does anything. And by asking for those kind of deals, if you get those, you go, okay, I can pass on Beal and Lillard because I got an amazing deal.
All right, I know you love Beal. Westbrook got traded to the Lakers last night. Does that make it more likely Beal goes too?
No.
Damn it. Does that make it less likely?
Yes.
And
talking, I talked to a few people last night, and the word came out in Washington that they weren't trading Beal now. By doing these deals, they're building a team to try to build a win with Beal. You had Caldwell Pope, and you had Montrezl Harrell, and you had Kuzma. You're adding veteran guys and to give them more depth, which they needed, more experienced players. So I think their goal is to build with Beal right now until he tells them that he wants out. And right now, that's not what he's telling them.
All right, let me roll in Rube here, too. Rube, this ask that the Sixers have on the table right now is absurd. Did you ever, when you were the GM of the Phillies, ever have a ridiculous offer for a player you had?
Someone say it would be a little aggressive, that offer.
But could you give me an example?
I can give you an example. Right. I once offered my entire organization for Giancarlo Stanton.
No, you did?
I swear to God.
You did?
Yeah.
The whole organization?
I think it was Michael Hill at the time. I said, Michael, is there a player or a multiple number of players that I could give you for Giancarlo Stanton? And he kind of laughed and said, I said, no, I'm serious.
No.
And then he said, nah, No, we're not going to move the guy.
Look, I have sources, too. If you call the Yankees right now, they would drive him.
No doubt. Right? Again, one of those those deals that I avoided, fortunately. Hey,
Billy, what about you? Did you ever have a ridiculous offer or something and you had to actually laugh at the other GM?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are people that called and you almost laugh. There was one time I just hung up. I said, it's not even worth the response because it was such a ridiculous offer. But as Ruben said there, you know, there are times when people said that there's nothing that you can do to move, so you just keep going. Like, all right, 4 picks? 5 picks? Come on, 6? You know, you just try to say, get them to say, okay, that would do it, and see if they would even budge. And then if they say, no, I'm not moving the guy, then you're okay, they're serious.
Yeah, right, you always try to keep pushing the envelope until someone.
Yeah, sure, until somebody says no. But, Billy, what is the value of Ben? I mean, Ben, you understand Ben is really trying to get traded. He's sending out video of him lolling by his $17 million pool. He's not working. He's making it obvious he wants out. What are you going to get for him?
He could have worked out in the morning and then went by the pool.
Oh, stop.
Please. The optics are horrible. Come on, Billy.
Well, here's my thing. I think the meeting that they had with his agent was an agreement that we will move Ben. I think it was one where they said, yeah, I think it's time, and his agent agreed. So I think I do not expect Ben to be playing for the Sixers next year. I think Daryl's going to work, and he's going to try to get Damon Lillard, and then he's going to keep working, try to get the best deal. But I don't know how you can bring him back, especially this city, once you dangle him out there and you've got these deals, and he knows it. Because mentally right now, just by the pictures, I mean, I think he is, in his mind, he doesn't expect to be back here. And so that's going to be difficult if they ever were to try to do it. But I think they will have a deal for him. The unfortunate thing for Daryl and Sixers is it's not a normal timeline because the draft was this late. Free agency starting this weekend. And you have about a month and a half, 6 weeks before the season starts. And I know they said preseason. But you don't want to get in this preseason and have this dangle. You want to get it done before that so the guys know who they're playing. Doc knows who he's coaching. So I expect a deal. You know, they'll get a deal done probably by the end of August.
Billy, do you have a high regard for WIP's John Johnson?
I mean, I like John.
Okay.
That's a no.
The reason I ask that is he's he kind of started a rumor, but it's worth talking about because it's really exciting. All right. Now, it comes out this week that Miami is one of the teams showing interest in Ben Simmons, right? I don't know. Yeah. Have you heard that as well?
Well, Miami's always a sleeper when it deals like this. They're always a sleeper team.
All right, so, Billy, Miami already knows that Ben and Jimmy Butler do not go together. That it won't work. It didn't work here. Is there any way that Miami would be willing to trade Jimmy Butler to here in a deal for Ben Simmons?
No.
Well, hold on. Before you say no.
That was said with attitude.
You know Embiid loves Jimmy Buckets and would be crazed to get him back. No?
Yeah. No, I don't. I'd be shocked. I'd be very shocked. I'll say this. The teams for me to look out for is Oklahoma City. That's the team that's always lurking around, hanging around. And Daryl has history of doing deals with Sam Presti, the GM there from Houston. You know, he did the Westbrook deal with them. He did the Harden deal with them. So. And they've got a lot of picks. I think Sam will hang around. They've got a lot of salary they've got to fill and spend, and they've got a lot of picks. So look for something there later, but it won't be till later if something does happen.
Billy, why would Daryl Morey be noncommittal about saying whether or not Joel Embiid had surgery?
That's a good question, Rhea. To me, it may be that he hasn't had it, and he's going to have it, and maybe they wanted him to have it sooner, and he didn't. It's either yes or no, he had surgery or didn't have surgery. So I couldn't understand why. That's the only reason I would say that he was noncommittal, because if he comes out and say he didn't, then the question is why didn't he?
Ruben's got one. Ruben's got a question.
I just said, you know, I think the whole injury thing, I've gone through with some other players, is that sometimes what happens is you're trying to respect what the player wants. Sometimes players say, then, you know, hey, don't let him know. And you try to, and you're like, dude, I got to tell the people what's going on. And sometimes they're trying to be respectful to.
You mean like when Chase Utley showed up and you didn't know how badly injured he was?
That sort of stuff.
Yes.
Well, I knew, but he didn't really. I mean, it was important for Chase to be very private about it, and sometimes you have to, you know, be cognizant of that and do what they ask, you know.
And that is true, because I had a player in Brooklyn that had the history of injuries, and I sort of danced around it sometimes as well.
No,
so
yeah.
That is true.
That doesn't sound like you, Billy. That's disappointing to hear you admit. Billy, we'll be with you next week in studio. Billy, always a pleasure. Thanks, pal.
You're welcome, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.